Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Ukraine. Russia and the European Union are setting the stage for two superpowers in the end times. That's the headline. Dr. Rob Congdon will join me with more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Would you not agree with me, Rob, that the European Union is at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the areas that it covers right now in its member states, the goals that the founders stated for it, it exactly is duplicating. It's really a fulfillment of what has been termed for over 1,000 years the European dream. That's the dream of the United Europe reforming the Roman Empire, and we're seeing that today being pressed ahead rapidly.
And, of course, that scenario, that end-time scenario, is talking about two superpowers at the very beginning of the tribulation period. One of them will be the revived Roman Empire, and then the coalition of nations that will be led by Russia to attack the Jewish state of Israel. Now, with that in mind, there is real concern in the Ukraine, Rob, the possibility that Russia could then invade the Ukraine.
Yes, Russia is planning some major military exercises. Now, one of the things is Russia is indirectly helping the rebels against the current Ukrainian government. So they're seeing this as maybe this will be the excuse and Russia will move across and reoccupy Ukraine. The Russians think of Ukraine as part of Russia. If we look at, as you've mentioned, that final coalition that I think will initiate the start of the tribulation, is Ukraine is very important to it. And so, therefore, they have reason to fear. It's very hard to say what Putin will do, so it might not be such a bad time to try to come and regain more land of the Ukraine by Russia.
Rob Congdon with the details for our news headline today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As Rob reported, today there are two political operations in our world that want to become superpowers here at what looks like the end times as called for in Bible prophecy. These two powers would be the European Union and Russia. Biblical prophecy foretells of these two superpowers. One such power is the revived Roman Empire, which seems to be coming together as foretold in Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, and 23 and 24. The infrastructure for that revived Roman Empire being the European Union. The other superpower will be the Russian-led coalition of Middle Eastern nations, as foretold in Ezekiel chapter 38. This alignment of nations preparing to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Current events are at this time setting up for both of these prophetic scenarios to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...